Time now for the romance of Helen Trent. Ladies thrill at the new loveliness of your complexion, the radiant, tingling feeling that is yours after a facial with Hopper White Clay Pack. See for yourself how amazing Hopper White Clay cleans pore openings, helps tighten tired lines in your face, and loosens blackheads which can then be easily removed. Get easy-to-use Hopper White Clay Pack today. It costs only a few cents. You'll look better, feel better after the first application. Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove for herself what so many women long to prove, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over, that romance can live in life at 35 and after. Here's a tip for thrifty housewives. Get the big four-wax bargain, a full pint of self-polishing Aero Wax for only 29 cents. Imagine that. A full pint of Aero Wax costs only 29 cents. That's a big saving of 30 cents over the cost of other leading brands. Just check the other floor wax prices and prove this for yourself. And Aero Wax is so easy to use. You just spread it on floors or linoleum, and they'll come shining bright without any tiresome rubbing or buffing. You'll like self-polishing Aero Wax because it saves you work and money. Yes, ladies, Aero Wax is the biggest floor wax bargain in the stores. Remember, you pay only 29 cents a pint for Aero Wax, and you save up to 30 cents every time, even more on the larger sizes. So get that blue and white can of Aero Wax at any leading store today and save. Now, the romance of Helen Trent. When Helen Trent rushed to the Hollywood apartment of the picture producer Rex Carroll because of a message she thought came from Gil Whitney, she didn't know she was walking into a trap. And it wasn't until she saw the producer's lifeless form on his living room floor that she was overcome by fear and promptly fainted by the dead man's side. Now, as the seconds ticked by, Helen is unaware of other events that concern her, such as the fact that Rex Carroll's former fiancé, the jealous Rita Harrison, has been seated in her car parked across the street, watching the apartment building. Right now, she's waiting there impatiently, thinking...
She's been up there for over 5 minutes now. Maybe it's time I went up to investigate. How happy they'll be to see me. I can just picture the scene. Rex will come to the door thinking it's some messenger or something, and he'll see me standing there. Huh? That'll be a laugh. Of course, he'll try to shove me out and close the door. Or will he pretend to be glad to see me? Well, it doesn't matter. I'll get inside if I have to make a scene of a lifetime. And I'll see Helen Trent. What will she have to say, I wonder? So, you're back in Hollywood, dear. I thought you were going to Rome. Yes, how will she explain that? It better be good. I'm glad I had the hunch to come over here. It's been a real education. First, that ham actor Carl Dorn and his blackmailing companion, Francine. What were they up to, I'd like to know? Why should Cynthia Swanson's personal maid, Francine, be running around with Carl Dorn? And why should they come sneaking out the side door like a pair of criminals? Well, time for me to investigate. I've waited here long enough. What the dickens does that woman think she's doing cutting in so close? If she bumps my fender... Good heavens, it's Daisy Parker. Well, if this isn't my lucky day. Daisy Parker, Hollywood's best known and most hated gossip columnist. Right into the same building. Well, what is this, a convention? Now I know I'm going to follow her up. Let's give her a chance to get there. And then...
And as Rita Harrison prepares for a big entrance,
we find Helen Trent just regaining consciousness after her sudden shock. She turns her head, we hear.
Oh. Oh. What happened? I feel so strange. My head. Oh. Rex. I remember now. I must have fainted. Oh, I got to get up. Figure what to do.
Oh, this is horrible.
He's so still. He hasn't moved.
I'd better make sure. Perhaps there's something I can do.
Call a doctor.
First, I'd better make sure. Take his pulse.
Oh, I can't find any beat. Can't feel anything. His hand is so cold. What's that trick I saw them use in the movie? Oh, I know. Hold up a mirror. See the clouds up when he breathes. Hold it to his lips.
Now,
if I can only find my purse. I've got to stop the shaking.
There it is. Now then.
Hold it close to his lips.
There's nothing. Not a suggestion of breath. It means he's dead.
Rex Carroll's dead. How? The dagger. Whatever it is, here on the floor beside him. But what must I do now? Should I call the police?
The telephone. Here.
Oh, no, I better put it back. Suppose it was Joe Whitney. He's the one who wanted me to meet him here. Suppose Joe and Rex had a fight over me. Oh, good heavens.
Shouldn't have come here.
I should have stayed away and not let Gil persuade me. If he's in this,
I've got to find him. Find him right now. No one knows I'm here. I'll leave. I'll find Gil with me.
Well, that's nice, though, if we don't meet again. You do get about, Helen.
Daisy
Parker. What are you doing here?
Well, I might ask you the same question, my dear. Of all places in the world, Rex Carroll's apartment's the last place I'd have supposed I... Why so jumpy? Are you thinking of leaving?
Get out. Get out of my way, Daisy. You don't understand.
Wait a minute, Helen. Not so fast. What's happening here, anyhow? Let me come in and... Rex? It's Rex Carroll. What's happened to him, Helen?
I just found him that way. I came here and I found him lying on the floor just like that.
Is he dead?
Yes. He must be. He doesn't move. I had nothing to do with this. I found him that way. Daisy, what am I going to do?
No, you just found him that way. You just happened into his apartment and you found him lying dead on the floor.
I swear it's true. I'd no idea.
And how did you happen to wander in here? Couldn't you keep away from your former admirer? Did you want him to take you back, perhaps? Maybe you wanted to make sure he wouldn't talk anymore to Gil Whitney. Wouldn't go telling tales out of school.
It's not true, Daisy. Don't talk like that. You don't know what you're saying. You've got to help me figure out what to do.
Oh, you expect me to come to your rescue, dear. Is that it? Do you think I'm the faithful Gil Whitney who doesn't mind chasing you from one end of the country to the other? Because you're wrong, my dear. You don't know how wrong you are. You've got yourself in a spot this time, and you won't wriggle out.
Stop it, Daisy. I can't think when you talk like that, and I've got to think clearly. I've got to figure this out.
It's a little late for that, wouldn't you say? How fortunate that I happened along. Tell me, what have you done with Rex Carroll's sister? Where's she? Hidden in the closet, maybe? Shaking and waiting for the police to rescue her?
Sister? What sister? There's no one else here.
How unfortunate for you, my pet. Evidently, you managed to get rid of her in time. But then at the last minute, you missed. You didn't know I was on my way here, did you, Helen? No, you couldn't know that. So you killed him. You hushed him up just in time. Looks like a paper knife. How did you ever manage... Well, he couldn't suspect you. You must have pretended you were going to fall into his arms.
Oh, well, you... How did I tell you? I can't stand anymore. I didn't kill him. I had no reason to kill him.
No reason? Oh, now, Helen, you had every reason in the world. You ran away with Rex Carroll thinking he'd marry you, and when he got tired of you and refused, you were beside yourself with rage. I know how it is. The woman scorned. I also had a man run out on me, remember? Norman Hastings. And all because of you. I haven't forgotten that either. I haven't forgotten how I had to come back to Hollywood from Ireland after Norman ran away from me because he couldn't forget you. And now the scores are about to be evened, and don't you think
I won't stay here and listen to you, Daisy. Everything you've said is a lie. I didn't kill him. I only came here because...
Yes? Why did you come here, Helen? I'd like to know.
Because I had a message, because I was told to come here.
And who told you? Who was this mysterious message from?
From... I thought it was from someone I knew. But it must have been a mistake. This whole thing is a mistake. It's a trap. I was meant to walk into this. I should have known from the start that I didn't have a chance. Daisy, it's the telephone.
Maybe those who touch it, those who dare touch that. Leave it to me. There may be important fingerprints on that instrument. I'll handle it by the far end and with a handkerchief.
Yes?
Is Helen, is Mrs. Flint there?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, she is. Who's this calling to you?
Gil Whitney. Please let me speak to her at once. It's very important.
Gil! Oh, Gil, darling, how fortunate that you called at this time.
Who is this?
It's Daisy Parker. Didn't you recognize my voice?
What are you doing there?
Oh, come now, Gil. You know it's my business to be on the spot when anything happens. Today must be my lucky day.
Gil, you say Gil Whitney.
Be still, I'm talking, Helen.
If that's Gil Whitney, I've got to speak to
him. Right, I said you can speak when I get through.
What's happening there anyhow? I want to speak to Helen.
Of course, Gil, darling. I'll put her right on. She's very anxious to talk to you. As a matter of fact, you see, Helen Trent has just killed her former admirer.
What?
I'll let you speak
let
to
me
her.
Have that
here,
door, dear.
Go right ahead.
Helen. Is that you, Helen? For heaven's sake, what's happening?
I don't know, Gil. I don't know. It's too horrible. It's Rex.
What about him? What's happened?
He's dead, Gil. He's been murdered.
You won't want to miss the next dramatic chapter in the romance of Helen Trent. Thousands more housewives agree every day 39 cents is the right price for a Wick deodorizer, and Wizard Wick is the best buy. Yes, ladies, Wizard Wick is the sensational new air freshener that costs only 39 cents and banishes unpleasant odors fast and sure. It's fast because all you do is pop up the wick and Wizard goes to work. It's sure because even pungent cooking odors are quickly disposed of. From attic to cellar, wherever stuffy air gathers or bad odors originate, Wizard Wick will bring a wonderful piney freshness and make your home a nice place to breathe in. No Wick deodorizer can do a better job than Wizard, yet you save up to 30 cents when compared to the cost of the high-priced brands. In fact, Wizard Wick is so economical, you can afford to use it in every room. Ask for Wizard Wick by name. That's W-I-Z-A-R-D, Wizard Wick. Get a bottle at your favorite store for only 39 cents today. Helen Trent will be on the air at this same time Monday. This is Field and Farrington saying goodbye for the sponsors of Helen Trent.
Copyright Golden AB.